Pre-recorded. Cash should be driving too. Don't own the rights, don't own the rights. But it's this this Facebook group my mother's got me onto. I joined it. Could lockdown entertainment. Lockdown entertainment, sing, jam, karaoke, join. 42,000 members now. I must have been the 42nd thousandth member. You know what I'm talking about? Shut your mouth. Anyway, today's show is proudly brought to you by the hottest selling beer launch of any independent beer in Australia since the creation of beer here in this nation. The Great Lager, but even better, Bloke Rabat. Thank you very much. Thank you for your support. Get behind it. Go to the Facebook, Instagram, and to find out what stores are near you. Anyway, where I get mine from, just the local. It's actually not the local. My one's in Malabar, my local. No, I'm not there yet. I spoke to the guy. Never heard of the beer, to be honest, but it's another story. I might have to give an email. But here's Zach now. But anyway, where I get mine from, I think it's called Steve's Cool Booze in Kingston. It's actually diagonally across the road from Dan Murphy's, if that helps, in Kingston. Anyway, here's Kaz. Good to see you, Kaz. Oh, I love it. Love it.
Big man.
Love it. How are you?
Good, bro.
Yeah, good. So, same here. Thanks for asking. We're trying something different this time. We're going to go live on this, I reckon. What I reckon... this will be the first time we've tried this. We've had a couple of trial runs, but we're actually going to go live. We normally do all of our recordings live. And the only thing I sort of throw in over the top is the intro. But, you know, it's been a long time since I've really lodged a podcast. And it's been a while since Kaz and I have actually done a recording. There's plenty to talk about across all genres and topics. Kaz and I have had a few chats recently. Before we get on to that, how have you been, Kaz? Good to see you.
Yeah, good, mate. Trying to... stay busy and being quiet.
Yep. Devastating news, considering you have plans to go to Canada at some stage this year.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's a bit of limbo. So, you know, what can you do? There's no answer to the question. So you just got to kind of sit tight. So that's all I can really do. Just wait until the next opportunity. But it's a weird paradox, though, isn't it, Wick? Because we've got all this time where we've got to be at home, and normally when feel like, well, we're at home a lot, then I'm going to watch a lot of sports, but there's nothing on.
Exactly right. So you've had to find new ways of trying to entertain ourselves through them. And one of the ways that my mother's been getting through, you know, this time is there's this Facebook page, our group actually, it's called Lockdown Entertainment, Songs, Jams and Karaoke. I joined it today. 42,000 members there are at the moment. Get on there. It's actually based in New Zealand. A lot of videos are from New Zealand, I enjoy that type of songs and music, so that's what's been getting me through. How have you been keeping yourself busy?
Mate, doing some renos on the house, keeping us busy, you know, getting the fire pit ready for the winter. Yeah, there's going to be plenty of time at home, so create more space, make the place a prettier, more desirable place to enjoy your time.
Enjoy our time. It's unknown how long we're going to be in lockdown, so you've got to try and make the most of that time. Anyway, we're going to get on to it. Rugby league is our number one topic that you and I talk about, especially this time of year. And there's talks that the return of it, May 28th. What are your thoughts on that whole scheme of things?
Yeah, well, I guess they're just like any other business wanting to get it going as quick as they can so they can stop bleeding money and, you know, do what they've got to do, you know. So I don't blame them for pushing and trying to get it going as soon as they can. You know, they've set a date, and given themselves a target. And now it's about sort of piecing together, you know, what it's going to look like. And that's going to come through conversations with the broadcasters, conversations with the players, all the other, you know, club administrators and, you know, Nick Politis-like people. So there's plenty of questions to be asked and answered and ticked and crossed and fill out the billboard and send it off, and then we're ready to go. So I'm sure they'll do that. They've got 7 weeks to do that, and in that time as well, the landscape will change, and we'll know a bit more about what it might look like. You know, it's still nearly 2 months away. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, isolation, is the games all in New South Wales? Whatever, like, doesn't look like it's going to be a conference.
What did you think of Nick Politis saying start from scratch, 0 points? What are your thoughts on that?
I think he was. I think he wanted to be heard. I think he wanted to be heard. I don't know how much he meant exactly to that point. Well, yes, actually, to that point when they were talking about conferences, he's like, "Well, obviously, like, this is a new season, and if it's 15 games, and he's saying if it's 15 games, it's a new season as well." Like, and I think his point is, why are we preparing to play 15 games? Why are we preparing for the minimum? Why are we can play? Why are we not trying to play as many games as we can? Play longer, past October, you know? Yeah. Play 20 games, you know?
Yeah.
Or that's not just for the opportunity of the Roosters who lost their first two games. It's the opportunity of all the clubs to earn as much money as they can from each game from the broadcasters. Because yeah. 15 games or 20 games, you know, it's a big difference.
That's a fair point. If there's talk that they have up until January 20 to finish the season, or whatever the date that they said that the latest
Christmas.
If that's the latest it can finish, why are they only doing a 16-week competition? That's a fair point as well. I hadn't actually heard everything that he said. Obviously, only getting like dribs. The only point I got was, how about your mate Uncle Nick trying to get the Roosters to start even again? But I didn't see all of the things that he said, and that's a fair point. If
he said, like, well, we wouldn't arrest Boyd for two games if it's going to be a 15-game season.
Yeah, and if it's a conference, it's definitely a new competition. If it's
correct. If it's 15-game season,
there's an age-old saying, you don't do live television with pets and children, with animals and children. And I've got an animal, Felix, over here. So, you know, whatever goes on with Felix, if Felix wants to get all up and cozy with us this evening, that's how we're going to go. All right? So just preparing the viewers here. This is, we're on debut here, Thorman, for doing the tackle and Kaz and I. So just give us a little bit of a break, would ya? Give us a little bit of a break. Sorry for interrupting. Continue.
So look, obviously, you know, they want to try and get as many games out as they can. Everybody wants that. So it's going to come back to, you know, what they're going to get, you know, it's the push and tug from the game and the broadcasters, namely Channel 9. You know, Channel 9's come out with their swinging their dick, saying, you know, what a poor job the NRL's doing. Because they want to lower the price on what they want to owe them. You know, so this is what they're going to throw out first. It's going to stir this pot.
Yeah.
And it'll go tit for tat for a little bit. Then the NRL will say, look, no, we'll play a whole season. But, you know, the 2020 World Cup could be on at the end of the year. Will it?
Rugby League, right?
No, the 2020 World Cup.
2020. Cricket
T20.
Oh, who cares? The
2020 World Cup will be on in Australia.
So does Rugby League care about that, though? That's not their problem.
No, but if it's clashing at the same time for Channel 9, that they will part of that. No, listen. Rugby League viewers, rugby league people are cricket people as well, and vice versa. So when you're overlapping, your value, your product is not worth as much because I've got both things on at the same time. I'm not paying you as much.
Shit. That's bullshit, Kaz.
No,
that's the biggest set of rubbish I've ever heard. Are you telling me that the people that are rugby league fans and cricket fans, i.e. you and I, aren't going to be stoked that the same weekend we can watch our favourite rugby league team and our favourite cricket team play on the same day? When was the last time that happened, Kaz? Tell me that.
But they may clash on when you want to actually watch them. They could be on at the same time.
Will work. It doesn't matter. We will figure it out.
That's fine. No, but it's not about, look, Wiki, it's not about you or I will enjoy it. Absolutely. I love it. It's awesome. But for the broadcasters and what they're paying for, it's like, well, what I was paying for was you were the exclusive thing that was on. Now, these two things are both on at the same time. We're going to renegotiate.
Yeah, that's true. Fox will pay whatever it is because...
Fox just is the best because they just go, look, we've got 12 channels. Doesn't matter. Like, we'll put it all on.
Who cares if it ain't on Freedia? We'll put it on ABC for a weekend. Bloody thing off.
Yeah, but they'll get it on. They'll want to get it on as soon as they can. So as long as there's, you know, no hiccups along the way. But we'll see. Hopefully, 20 round season, I think, would be ideal.
And you said the 2020, it's a T20, yeah. T20
World Cup.
Oh, so when you're saying 2020,
and we got a shot.
We're talking about the year 2020. I'm going, what World Cup's on this year?
A 2020 World Cup of a T20 2020 World Cup.
Yeah. Was it time for this year? Or was it every 4 years that it had on this year?
I think they might even do it every 2 years.
Yeah, fair enough. You guys are just going to give me a break. I'm going to let this hat out. There we go.
Don't forget about Broken the Bar here if you don't already follow. Instagram, lots of good laughs, interesting insights. I'm sure he's a big fan of the show. I have no doubt that he would like our insights.
Yeah. You two have actually, we've both been had a response from him on our social. That is one of his sort of things that he does, is he does give back in a sense that if you comment and it seems like a valid comment, if you're early enough, or if he gets challenged, he does like to
give some
comment back. And that's actually obviously helped grow on the image as well. We still love him, even though you two had a big old slanging match over the Roosters and their depth issue. Tell us a little bit about that.
How'd
that go again?
Yeah, well, after the trial game, when the Roosters first grade side was playing in England, winning the World Club Challenge, their fifth, I think, most, yeah. I'm pretty sure. They had the reserve grade side and play in the trial game against the Knights, and they got towered up 58-0.
Yeah, even saying,
or like maybe if it was maybe 56-10, 56-16, like, you know, you're sort of in the fight a little bit, like 50 points is 50 points.
Yep, correct.
And a trial match is a trial match. And when your most experienced first grade player in that side is Lachlan Lamb.
Yeah.
And then you have a bunch of other players who...
What about Matt Kivalu?
Kivalu
could have been the most experienced first grade player.
They just weren't there for it, you know. It's a troll game.
And it was genuinely a reserve grade side. We saw what happened to pretty much that squad in the Knights. It's definitely a question to say there's, you know, outside the first 17 players, we really struggle, of course. But the fact is, the way that the Roosters have been for the last few years anyway, everyone sort of has been that next man up kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Similar to the Boston Celtics a few years back, Brad Stevens, the president, where it was just next man up, next man up, next man up. And to win back-to-back, you actually have to be blessed with no injuries. So we didn't actually have massive injuries throughout the entire squad for both years. If that happens again, if we do have a lot of injuries this year, or any team has a lot of injuries this year, you're not expected to win it anyway.
Exactly. You know, Tom, like we didn't have, and especially if it's an injury to a key player.
Key player, yeah.
Exactly. Debt, but it's when you don't lose a star player. A la 2015 Sydney Roosters, Jarrod Weir Hargraves and Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah.
Both in the same game against
the Broncos. The wrong part of the season. Took Hargraves over a year to come back as well. But yeah,
we were
four premierships in 7 years.
Hey, we won the last 12 games of the year. And I think that was the second last game of the year. And Hargraves does his ACL and Pierce does his hammy.
In the same game. And we still won the game.
We still won the game. And then we won our next... Maybe it was there was a couple of games left. We won our next couple of games. And then we lost that... And Jackson Hastings was, you know, sort of played well in a couple of those games. And he'd sort of been playing, filling in here and there throughout the year and sort of got a bit of confidence there. And you got Maloney there and Boydie and, yeah, you know, the rest of them. And then we lose to the Storm in that first round.
Just as well. Typical Storm finals game where they're not going to get beat. They're going to give you hell or not. And if you don't get on top of them, you're probably not going to get, you're not going to get back into the game.
Yeah, and then we had to go up to Suncorp.
No. We played the Bulldogs the next week.
We played the Bulldogs, beat the Bulldogs, but then we went to Suncorp. We beat the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are, you know, they fought hard, but that's not the competition we were looking to sort of test ourselves against. Yeah. And then we go up to Suncorp. Still no Jared. Piercy comes back. Come back too early, obviously. Does his hammy by half time, but before even the end of the first set, when Skid throws that pass and Boyd runs through and scores, I was like, I think this game is over. Like,
yeah, it was one. And the Broncos, they have this special thing, the Broncos, where they can rock and roll with the biggest in town. They do it with Tamalolo. They do it with the Roosters. They can rock and roll when you come to town. That's just what they do. And that's what they did that night. Ben Hunt was exceptional that year. Milford was playing well. McCulloch, I still think that's the reason why I can't see why McCulloch isn't starting for the Broncos is because of that 2015 season where he was at the peak of his game and they were just all on fire and the Roosters were falling. The wheels were falling off.
Yeah. And
the Broncos, well, they're looking to win their seventh title, but I'd like an extra time there.
Then we won our last 12 games of the year.
Yeah.
And then lost those guys. That's Jared.
Jared Wilde, your whole crazy. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. You know, if you lose players, key positions, of course your depth's going to be tested. But if we lose, you know, and we lost that Billy Smith early as well. You know, that was a big one. And we start having to chase up Joshie Morris. He's kind of the Roosters, hasn't played a game. But how good is that? He gets the whole kit. He's got two kits this year. Lucky bastard.
Yeah.
Lucky bastard. Anyway, I wish him the very best. I hope he goes out of premiership play.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Most definitely.
But what else are we talking about?
Let's say, what about this UFC?
Oh, this Love Island?
I think that's going to be the first. That could be the first thing that we see.
Love Island?
Could see that before the rugby league.
Before May 28th?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I thought is it pisses me off. I don't know why everyone said, there's an island, the next fight's going ahead, next fight's going ahead. At the end of the day, their fight promoters, not just any old promoters, they're fight promoters. The whole essence of a fight promoter means you're a little bit dodgy anyway. Let's be honest. You're promoting a bloody fight. And when I say dodgy, you know, you're always going to press the boundaries. That's not a point. You're a fight promoter. But when he said that I'm a day or two away from getting approval on an island and the fight's going to go ahead, I just went, no, that fight ain't going ahead. That pretty much told me that the fight wasn't going ahead. He was just saying, hang in there. If you want to buy the pay-per-view, buy the pay-per-view. Try to get as many of whatever you could out of anything. Just hang it in there. To the death.
Of course, trying to get it going.
Yeah. Well, so what happened at the end of all that?
Well, Disney and ESPN sort of pulled the tap on the shoulder, I guess, and, you know, shut it down. You got to sort of give it up for now. It's not the time.
Why do you think so?
UFC has a massive deal with...
So are Disney and ESPN the same owners, or are Disney and ESPN equal broadcast rights owners?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know how they're tied in. Maybe.
Speaking of Disney, I never realised how many Disney movies I liked or I knew of. Well, how many movies I did see?
Childhood, bro.
Pardon? It's a whole childhood, yeah. Anyway, I've got that Disney Plus, obviously, you know, two babies. You can't live without the Wiggles.
Or yeah. Disney.
Like, Nickelodeon can get you through maybe an hour, hour and a half. But that's max as well. Max.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon. You can't get through life without Disney.
Mate, Disney, tried and true for a century.
For a century. Oh, in the Wiggles.
And the Wiggles.
The Wiggles. You got it. That's that. I saw it was actually a meme on Facebook. It says, what's the best tip you could give? And or the best piece of advice. And says, you got to learn to love the Wiggles and you got to learn to love them fast. And that's true. Yeah. I love the Wiggles.
The Wiggles and what?
You got to learn to love the Wiggles, you know, fast. And that's exactly what I've done.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Is your favorite? Which color is your favorite?
Oh, the yellow one.
Yellow Wiggle.
I think her name's Emma. I don't know.
It's a girl now, isn't it? Yeah, it's correct. All different.
Yeah.
Well, not the Wiggles that I grew up with.
Yeah, no. The Anthony's still there, though. He's the only one. Even Jeff's not. But Anthony's still there. And I look at Anthony and I always wonder, you know, I know we're an all-age show, but I always wonder, does he score? Like, he's still, at the end of the day, he's still a rocker. I don't care if he's playing kids' music. He's still a rocker.
Yeah for sure.
Rick, could you imagine, like, some of some of the people in the audience? Oh, they're the hottest moms. Sorry, I know we're an all-age show. But just think of it. Anthony, mate, he would be one of the biggest stars amongst MILFs in the world.
Surely.
Yeah. Sure. Good on him. Pleasure to him. No disrespect to him and his family. I'm sure he's a faithful kind of guy if he is a married man.
The wife's bagged her a 10, mate. He's a champion.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, he's good at his craft, and that's all you can ask of somebody. Anyway, back to this football. Oh, sorry, guys. Hopefully we'll cut that out. But back to the football. We've got a couple of options of what's going to happen when it comes to the competition that's ahead. One of the options that's been floated is the conference system. And the other option that has been floated, now that I know of, and if you've heard of others, please tell us, is to just continue on with the rest of the home and away season with playing everyone once. Of those two options, what do you feel?
Well, I feel option three.
Okay, shoot it.
Option three, don't just play the everybody once. That would only be 13 more rounds. And what that is what would be remaining in the season finishing on the first weekend of October. So that's if we don't extend it. That's what the 13 rounds is. And yep. Everybody plays once because we've already played two. But if you can play longer, like play, why not? You play everyone once and then pick the next fucking best.
Thanks.
Five or six or seven games, however many games you can get in, four or five games, say like it's, okay, the Roosters are playing the Rabbitohs again. You know, Manly's playing Melbourne again. Just whatever the best games to put on, because you want every good game extra that you can play. And, you know, it's an 18 or a 20 round season.
Yeah.
Because it's
why are we so worried about that CBA that they discussed, that they need to have a certain amount of weeks in before the new season starts or the preseason starts or whatever it may be? That whole CBA is out the window now. There's no money. They're all taking pay cuts. They've all lost all their money anyway. Well, fuck that off. Who gives a fuck about that shit? Just fucking get on with it. Just start the season early. Not early. Just normal. Who cares if you don't get 12 weeks in or fucking 6 weeks in? Who cares if you don't get 3 weeks in? That's what we're doing to the lead up to this season. Who cares?
I'm not really... I think that's sort of what they're doing, though. Like, I'm not really sure what your point is.
Well, you're talking about just playing, making it 20 games. why can't we just go, we've played two games, we've got another 23 rounds to go.
Yeah, well, it's just about work. That's what it comes down to, working out with the broadcasters and having the grounds at the times and everything, all the details. It's not, none of it's a no. None of it's a no. Like the NRL have said, they're cool, we'll try and play every game. But like, let's find out what that answer is, you know? Okay. So they've thrown out the, you know, that 13 minimum. But like, I'm sure if they can make a deal with Nine and Fox and what are they going to get out of it using the grounds throughout the year? Does it impede anything in any way? Probably not that much, except for maybe the A-League, which normally starts in the earlier or the summer period. So maybe there's little clashes there. So where, how late into the year do you go? So it's not, none of them is, the answer is no. It's, we just need to answer the question. So we need to find out how many games can we play? And then how many games do we play? What does that change in the broadcasting rights? And then what does that change in the money to the NRL and to the clubs? And how many losses do we take? And then how many pay cuts does the players have to make going forward? Or how do we change the administration and the way we run the game to make it more efficient and cost less? Or can the salary cap be the same next year? You know, all those things. They've got to, all those things have a flow-on effect from what happens this year. So it's a lot of shit to work out in 7 weeks.
And so I've got two things that I'm going to ask you. The first one I'm going to ask you is, why is Channel 9 trying to play hardball when this probably should be a time where they should be cooperative with essentially their most important broadcasting rights? That's their number one viewing piece, isn't it? This is the rugby league, their number one?
I think they've got lots of shows, though. Like, it is still big for them, of course. You know, it's their... Yeah.
Well, doesn't Origin win two of the top three viewing?
Yeah, absolutely. The State of Origin is a prize jewel, no doubt. But I don't think... I think they're... Look, I don't know, unless, you know, someone's pissed someone off and they've, you know, they've had enough with something, but... It just sounds like they're trying to make some noise to then renegotiate. They don't want to pay the same price, you know, as they've been coming out saying, well, the it's not as valuable with no crowd as in the game. It's, you know, it's less watchable or whatever. Like, I think they just want
that's partially plausible.
It looks like they're just throwing mud. They're throwing a bit of mud to, you know, stop. We need to clean some things up, and they're hoping to come up with something a little bit different.
Yeah, well, that thing about the crowd, maybe other points are valid, but that crowd point, when I heard that, I thought that might be plausible. That you could half take that if they were allowed to go to the stadium. But if you're watching something, you're not going to lose the impact of the game because there's no other crowd, because you know as a viewer that no one's allowed there.
So, everyone's at home. Everyone's at home.
And you can just look crowd noise on anyway.
That's what I think they're doing. I think, you know, absolutely. Like, why you should be trying to be supportive.
Yeah.
In a way, like, because, you know, the TV industry is fine. And like, you know, especially, you know, news reporting and whatever else and programs, I suppose new programs are probably, you know, might be halted at the moment, but there's plenty of content that these big channels and media companies are sort of putting out, not affected by coronavirus. You know, anyone in the media is not too worried about a lockdown because their job's safe. You know,
it's essential.
You know, so absolutely, that's why they should be more supportive. You would think that there's a good relationship there for how long rugby league has been part of Channel 9. How long has it been there?
Yeah, well, Channel 9, you see where Channel 9 was going when they said they brushed the cricket.
Yeah.
You thought, well...
Well, the Packers aren't there anymore.
They're just going in a different dimension, really.
I haven't watched Channel 9 in years.
Since the grand final?
Which grand final?
2019, when they back-to-back. That was on Channel 9.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, I guess that's the only time I watch Channel 9, the grand final. If I'm not there.
If you're not there, you don't get Origin. You don't go to State of Origin.
And State of Origin.
Yeah. Talking rubbish. Okay, so we get the full season back on track. Does Origin just slip right into what rounds it was?
Yeah, it'll be. I think it plays in the middle of through the middle of the season, unless they think there's a hope that if they played it later in the year, they could play it with crowds, if that was a possibility, which yeah. I would be absolutely open to. Like if there's a possibility that maybe if they just played all the rounds, and then they were trying to be able to have fans at the grand final. Did you hear Freddie's plan?
What is Freddie's plan?
Freddie's plan was, okay, so you've got no fans through the season, but like you get to the grand final, so you get people, they go on a register, they buy their tickets, and they've got to go and isolate for 2 weeks. And they go and isolate for their 2 weeks, and then they can go to the game. You know, because you've got to have a crowd. Imagine not having a crowd for grand final day. That way, if you have everyone isolate for 2 weeks, temperatures testing done, and you're free, you're safe, bang, you go to the game and then do it for Origin. It's
such a funny idea, but it just doesn't seem practical to justify. What happens if...
This all depends on the landscape as well. It depends on where we are on November or October.
People in the state make it. They're not going to... I think some of the stuff we spoke about last time when you said that the last thing they're going to open up are the borders. The borders aren't going to be opened up this year.
No, man. I know I've sort of time to take some more harsh swallows in last week. Like, I was already sort of pretty resigned to it being a...
maybe not happening, and then it's sort of like, oh, yeah.
Then I sort of had a bit of hope. Like, my brother seemed a bit more optimistic. But then I sort of again was, and then I'm seeing this tourism minister talking about it, saying, you know, if we're lucky, end of the year, but probably not till next year, we'll just see. Because it's banned. It's not even like you're a band.
Yeah. One thing that I remember speaking to you about the other day, which I was actually enjoying, was some of the podcasts that you listen to. So, like, I've got a few podcasts that I listen to, but what have you been listening to?
Joel, I haven't been listening to loads at the moment, but Joe Rogan for sure.
Yeah.
And Bill Simmons and The Book of Basketball and some of their content, but a little bit less of that lately.
The Book of Basketball, is that a podcast now?
Yeah, Book of Basketball 2.0. So they've been doing, he released it this season. So they'll do sometimes a rewatchable game, like, you know, a famous playoff game like 2007 Western Conference Finals, whatever, like do a couple of games in the series in this rewatchable series. Or they'll do a pyramid pod on, like, they did one on James Harden, they did Reggie Miller, they did they've done a few like past guys and a couple of current guys. They'll do it, he's sort of, you know, redoing the pyramid or adding guys to it who sort of weren't part of it when he wrote his book 10 years ago, and how much basketball's changed. So, yeah, it's been one podcast at least a week.
Yeah. Well, just speaking of basketball quickly, they inducted, was it who they inducted them, or they just announced who they're going to induct to the Hall of Fame? And three of them, it will be Kobe Bryant, Mamba, Mr. Fundamental, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. Did Kevin Garnett have a nickname?
KG.
KG. Of course. KG.
That's not a draft class.
Was that the same draft class?
Yeah. No, like a Hall of Fame class, I mean.
Yeah.
But I think KG came the year before Kobe.
Out of high school?
Yep.
You sure he was out of high school? Mr. Fundamental?
No, he was college.
Yeah, he would have been the fundamentals.
And he was the 97
rookie of the year. Huh? Just the draft.
The 97 draft or 98 draft? Tim Duncan. No, 97 draft, because Duncan Robinson got injured. So, and the Spurs were good, and then they tanked. and then they got Tim Duncan, and then they won the next year.
Oh, yeah.
In 99.
Oh, yeah. And so that Duncan...
97, 98, they were no good. 98, 99, they won. And it was a lockout year as well. It was only 50 games. 50 games in the year.
Is that Duncan Robinson? That's that big, tall... That's silly, all basketball players are big, tall, and black. But he was like, we've got that haircut where it sort of... Oh, that?
David Robinson, yeah, the flat top. Yeah, the big flat top. David Robinson, yeah. Big, fast, athletic, real big, fast, athletic 7-footer in a time when 7-footers were all the, you know, your best guys. He won an MVP and, you know, he was on that dream team.
But one of the podcasts that I'm listening to that I reckon people should try and get around is Ariel Helwani. Now, I'm sure there's plenty of people that listen to him anyway. But I've recently just started listening to him, and I sort of didn't listen to him when he had those 6 hours because they were a bit intimidating. And you want to feel like you don't miss anything. But if he was on the radio while I was driving to work, I would put him on. Not think twice about missing once I get to work. So I thought, I'm just going to listen to him anyway. Even if I miss some of it, miss half of it, only missed half. And like with Joe Rogan, do you listen to every minute of Joe Rogan?
Not every podcast. A lot of podcasts, though, if I've got the time, because I just do it when I'm driving. So I get in the car, I'm listening to it. But there are some that I might not finish. And if I don't get back to it, you know, soon, then I might, the next time I go back, I might just listen to a new podcast. Or maybe I just wasn't quite vibing with it. But yeah. a lot of them I do. Because a lot of times I just listen to it while I'm driving. So yeah. It's just, I'm listening, but it's also, you know, it's easy for me to just, whatever, I'm into this, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's the luxury of it, actually. Because you just can relax and go, I'm just going to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, true. Well, I'd like to be able to have time to listen to the whole thing, or even to a point where, you just put it on and it just automatically just kicks off in your brain. Like, I just wish you had, like, this little speaker just a little bit above your head, and it would just play whatever you wanted to play, whether it be a song, whether it be a playlist, soundtrack, movie, audio, conversation, podcast. It just played. It just knew what you wanted to hear when you wanted to hear it.
That's like you said, but like you said, Week, you can more or less do that. And as you said, it's just like listening to a show, and you know, sometimes in and out with it, it's like you've whacked it that you turn your speaker on, you're listening to him, and you could be listening to him while you're just sort of chilling. You're actually listening, and then you might be doing something. Maybe you're making some dinner, whatever. You might have walked out of the room for a bit. You missed like 20 minutes. I mean, it goes for 6 hours anyway. You come back to it when you got time. Okay, yeah, no, I listened to it for a couple of hours that night. Yeah, come in and out of it.
All right, anyway, I think we might actually have to give it a call of an evening tonight. I thank you for your time, Kaz. Good to have you.
Yeah, maybe.
Back. Always a pleasure. Hopefully we can do a bit more often shortly if we both get time. And, yeah, pleasure to chat. And hopefully the rugby league season's arrive sooner rather than later. All the sport, really, anyway. Anyway, people you want to shout out to?
Shout out to you, big boy, and all of the MCR masters.
Correct, we had a bit of a Zoom session yesterday as well, pretty funny. Good catch up. Anyway, peace out, guys. Take care, much love. Stay safe. Up the chooks.